It's time for Real Money with David Holland. Because David isn't just a radio personality, but also provides financial advice to clients, we must pause for a word from our compliance department.
David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, an investment advisory firm registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. The views and advice expressed by David Holland and guests are general in nature. No statements or opinions given during this radio program are to be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not to be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after a thorough analysis of an individual situation, and engagement of services to be offered are only in states where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. And now for the man who doesn't preach about cutting up credit cards, doesn't waste your time talking about which razor blades to buy, won't tell you to sell everything you own and buy gold, or ever use big words to impress you and talk over your head. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, David Holland.
Hi there, welcome to the program, and a belated happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day to my mom. We celebrated over the weekend, and to my wife, who is a great mother, and we celebrated for her over the weekend. So anyway, happy Mother's Day to all of you out there. And Scott, happy Mother's Day to you too.
Thank you.
Scott's got good stuff for us today, ladies and gentlemen.
The fastest 5 minutes in finance with Scott Connor.
You're the man.
Well, Monday's trade could have been, it was another one of those days that could have really been gruesome, but it turned out to not be. It looked pretty rough, really, all morning long. I got up at about 6, and the futures were off pretty sharply, and they stayed that way until the open. Markets sold off until Europe closed, which has been the trend the last couple of weeks, and then we got a little bit of a rally back. Still ended up on a soft day, but not as bad as it could have been. S&P down 15 at 1338, NASDAQ down 31 at 2902. Dow down 125. I think where the real news is in the commodity market.
Mm-hmm.
Gold
yeah.
down 26 at 1557.
What does that tell us? What does that tell us that people, because usually people go to gold when they're anxious and nervous and think that, you know, all hell's going to break loose. But is it this time, is it falling because there's less of a concern about inflation?
It could be. I also think just gold has been overvalued for a long time. Also in the commodity complex, oil down almost $2 inside of 95 a barrel at 94.16. Most of that is on the thought that Europe's economy is slowing as well as China's economy slowing.
Global demand. And is that, that you know, we have the two main prices. You've got the $95.50. Is that for the Texas?
I always quote the West Texas Intermediate.
Okay. All right. That's the West Texas.
The Brent crude is usually, you know, another
$10, $15.
Yeah, 5% higher, something like that.
Which one's the one supposed to be real sweet?
The Brent crude is the higher quality oil.
So they call it sweet crude.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of like, you know, like a cream stout beer.
Right.
You know, from Sam Adams. You got the cream stout. It's supposed to be on the very top. Good stuff.
All right.
That's what I hear. I've never had it, but go ahead.
Still keeping our eyes on Greece, which we will be for quite some time. They're going to take one more last-ditch shot to get a coalition government put together. I don't think it's going to happen, personally.
If I were the Europeans, I wouldn't trust them. I wouldn't give me more money.
I wouldn't either, especially with the with their left-wing party leader saying, you can forget austerity, everything's off the table if we get in power, and there's very little question. I think if there is another wave of elections in June, that they will take the government.
I think they, and you know, again, I know we're talking about a country, I know we're talking about a lot of people's lives being affected, but if, you know, these banks in Europe and the European governments and IMF and all of that, the central bank, why don't they just take a write-off and be finished? I mean, they're not getting their money back.
Yeah.
I know that sounds pretty bad.
Yeah, they're not going to
get
their money
booted,
back.
Though. They show them the boot.
Yeah, they're not going to get their money back. I think there's a little question about that. And lots of corporate news just kind of piling up over the weekend and throughout Monday's trade. JP Morgan, as we talked about last week, had a $2 billion trade loss on a trade that went wrong for them. We still don't really know what happened. But
well, let me ask you this, Scott. I've been wanting to ask you this, and I just haven't seen you talk to you very much lately. We've been busy. Whose $2 billion was it?
It was J.P. Morgan's.
Okay, well, because some people, when you read stuff in the papers, like, oh, they lost this money, like it was customers' money. This was their money. The bank's own money.
What they call a prop trade for proprietary trade.
So they screwed up on their own investments.
Yes.
Okay, so why the outrage over regulatory response? And
the big outrage is because after what we went through in 2008, these banks that are too big to fail, as J.P. Morgan most certainly is, should not the argument is that they should not be taking on this level of risk.
So they shouldn't imperil their own existence by virtue of trading like this and potentially adversely affecting the economy all this other stuff.
That's right. And that's what the Volcker Rule is designed to prevent from happening. And unfortunately for J.P. Morgan, their CEO, Jamie Dimon, has been the guy at the front of the pack saying, forget this Volcker Rule, we don't need it. And then all of a sudden they turn up with a $2 billion trade loss.
Well, it does raise kind of a basic philosophical question for our capitalist system, and that is, if a company gets big enough that they, you know, have such a large impact on the economy, does that then cause them to then, because of their success in being a capitalist company, that then make them, the state becomes very, very interested because of the impact on the state's economy?
Yeah, now this particular trade, $2 billion, is not going to wipe out J.P. Morgan by any means, but it shows that risk is there, and those things can compound pretty quickly. Heads are rolling at J.P. Morgan. Their CIO announced that she will retire from her post, and they're going to have a lot more shakeups there. So pretty big news there. Yahoo, their CEO resigned over the weekend. Remember we told you about last week how they had a little bit of a questionable resume item on there, so he resigned, and then he said on his way out, and by the way, I have thyroid cancer. That's a done deal, but they have to figure out if it is a termination for cause or not. And the difference for this former CEO, Scott Thompson, is about $6 million or so in restricted stock.
I heard they're going to put a revolving door at the CEO's office.
It's been unbelievable.
I was going to send my resume in, I'm going to put former CEO of like an S&P 500 company, because they don't check resumes, apparently.
Yeah, and then they have gone through so many CEOs. It's a disaster. But
I'm kidding, of course.
But the guy who was really the rabble-rouser that was trying to get the board seats said, okay, if you give me 3 board seats, I'll stop my proxy fight, and I'll leave everybody alone for a little while. So they said, okay, we'll do that. And then you also may remember, I think back in January, we talked about Best Buy and how their CEO just sort of stepped down all of a sudden. And I said, well, they're doing an investigation. We'll probably hear more about that.
Here we go.
He is a married man with children who was having an inappropriate relationship with somebody on his staff who is 20-something years old. Now, this gets worse because another coworker sent a letter to the chairman of the board in December and said, hey, here's what's going on. Chairman of the board confronted the CEO. CEO said, I don't know what you're talking about. The chairman sat on it, didn't tell the board about it, and now the chairman's gone.
You know what he said? I never said that. I never told anybody to lie. Well, I don't know what's going on.
This chairman is the original founder of the company.
Wow.
And he's gone now. So corporate ethics, they're important.
Never asked anybody to lie.
That's right.
Okay. All right, Scott. Is that it? That's that's enough. You're just jam packed full of information.
I know you could.
We're gonna just have to devote a whole day just to you, Scott.
All right,
but not today.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Goodbye.
We'll take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply, or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we are continuing our feasting on wonderful guests on the program, and this is a neat one. I'm really excited. I have on the program for you today Susan Sparks, who has put together what is called the Student Life Jacket. And Susan, are you there?
I am here.
There she is. Well, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
I'm excited. I told Susan before we started, I said I could have used this life jacket because, you know what, when I went to college, I had great parents. They did all they could, but off I went, and it's a rough seas at school. So I could have used this life jacket on more than one occasion.
Absolutely, and I hear that a lot from a lot of parents, same kind of thing. It's like, where was this when I was going to school or even just first moving out of the house?
Yeah, it's great. Well, what we've got, ladies and gentlemen, and she sent me a copy and I love it. I've been flipping through it and saying, yep, that's a conversation. Yep, that's a conversation. But the idea here is this is a binder. It's an organizational tool, and it's got a lot of helpful guidance for the student who is going to school, and to help keep them on track and to stay organized, but also give them some good tips as they address and deal with a lot of things that are new for them.
Exactly. I like to call it the organizer with a slice of motherly advice. So it's interactive. It tells them what to keep, why they need it, and you know, gives them a place to hang on to it. But then it also gives a lot of information on just everything from how to get along with a roommate to your first apartment to taking care of a car. So there's a little bit of everything in there.
I tell you, I could have used a part with the roommate. I went to Jacksonville University in North Florida, and it was a bit of a party school. And I didn't know that, and my parents didn't know that when I went there. And I could have used that roommate agreement with not only my roommate but every other person on the hall.
Exactly.
No, this is good. And so if somebody's interested in taking a look at this, the website is this. It's www.thestudentlifejacket.com. And it's got a lot of good information. You've got some videos they can watch. But I just love the organization of this. And it really starts out before we do this, let's give a quick background, Susan, for our listeners. Give a little background on you and what prompted you to create this. And then we'll start getting into some of the meat of what this thing includes.
Okay. Thanks, David. Well, first of all, this is born truly out of necessity. My son had receipts in his room. They were kind of, he'd come home and take them out of his pockets, and they ended up all over the top of his dresser. Then he had some papers on the floor, and then there was stuff over here. And I just said, what's with the receipts? And he says, well, I don't know. I'm supposed to hang on to them. And that's when I realized that he had kind of missed the disconnect of why did he need to hang on to them? He didn't need to keep the ones for a dollar that, you know, he bought a soda at the gas station. It was the other things that he needed to be able to come back and pull out if he needed for his classes, or he was applying for a job and he needed his original birth certificate and a social security card. And so everything was just kind of a little bit here and there everywhere. And that's when I realized he needed some sort of a system. And as I looked online, I found lots of things that were very involved, lots of labels and files and that sort of thing. And I knew he was the kind of guy that if it were too involved or too complicated, he just wouldn't do it. So it had to be simple. It had to be flexible so that he could kind of grow with it as he needed to. And it needed to really guide him through the process of take this piece of paper, put it in this section, and on this time comes up, you might need it. You come right here, you pull it back out. So I started just going through and designed the binders. I had kept myself organized. I've been a wife of a career Navy officer, so we moved about 10 times over 20 years.
And so you know all about organization.
A little binder system of all the papers that you couldn't pack away. You had to carry them with you. And so I kind of took that same idea and just developed it on into the student life jacket.
This is very good. I mean, you really have put a lot of time and energy into helping create this organizational system. It is the Student Life Jacket, and I have Susan Sparks on the line with me. Susan, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's dive in a little bit into some of the different sections, because I think our listeners will appreciate that, especially parents and grandparents out there that think you're getting this for a college-bound or even somebody who's not ready to go to college yet, just a way to stay organized as they are entering their adult years. So stay on the line, Susan. We'll be right back.
Great. Thank you.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
And we're back. Susan Sparks is on the line with me. Susan is, I got to get some of this titling stuff, Susan. Author, mom photographer, mom author photographer. There you go. Get them in proper order, I'm sure. And it's keeping college students organized in the real world. And so you've developed this system, and I love it. Wish I had it. In fact, there's stuff in here I'm like, you know, that's something I need to know now. But the studentlifejacket.com is where people can go and they can learn more about this. So let's do this. Let's get into some of the nuts and bolts, because I think it would be helpful for people to understand some of the things you cover. First section, which is, of course, one of the most important, is health and wellness. What are some things that you think, the parents or the grandparents, or even maybe some of the younger listeners, you know, what we need to know about, you know, when we go off to school or whatever we're going to do and live on our own?
Well, David, one of the big eye-openers for parents is once their child turns 18, they don't have access to their medical information like they did. Even though you may still be paying for the insurance, now the 18-year-old needs to give you authorization in order to know what's going on. So a lot of times kids will head off to college. For instance, my daughter sprained her ankle, and even though it was on my insurance to get the x-rays and such, she had to go ahead and tell them it was okay for me to know that this had happened. So that's one area in which, students are now responsible for their health insurance, their information, and who else can access it. So they may have an insurance card, or even if they have a prescription, for instance, that you may be asked at home, hey, you know, can you refill my prescription and pick it up for me? The parent will go to the window, and a lot of times the drugstore or the pharmacy is going to say, well, you know what, they're an adult, we can't give this to you, you know, they need to authorize you. So that's one area that kind of surprises a lot of people, because, you know, they figure all this time it's my child, I should be able to know about their medical information or pick up their prescription. And so with the Health Information Portability and Accountability Act, as they call HIPAA, that now kind of sets up a barrier for them. So this is a good way for you to keep track of your own prescription numbers and your insurance information. There is a binder pocket after each section. So those pieces of paper that you can't store in your phone or on your laptop, you actually have to have a physical copy. You've got a space to store it right here in the life jacket.
No, I think that's great. And I love where you get into really some nuts, some basic stuff that a lot of people don't think about. Kids, young adults going to college, you know, the health and wellness part, staying healthy. You talk about a lot of kids getting, different diseases, mono and things like that. And just some real good, you know, what you call motherly advice in here, really, I think rings true that a lot of people just don't think about. And, you know, there are the classes and there is some structure, but there's so much unstructured time that college kids need to really be made aware of some of these things that they're going to face before they're in the situation.
Absolutely. And it is, you know, how it does affect your health. I know there were several times my daughter would call and she'd say, you know, there's people down the hall, they're getting sick. Some people say they have mono and other people have this or that. And, you know, she was really motivated to not fall victim to that. You know, she didn't want to miss class. She knew there were a couple kids that had gotten mono to the point that they had to drop out of school. So there were a lot of tips in here. Even just the basic, you know, shower, brush your teeth, eat right, drink water. You know, every day should not be beer and pizza. And, you know, a lot of kids, it seems like such common sense, but yet maybe not common practice. So
that's a good way to put it.
That's kind of where the motherly advice kicks in.
I think we all need that, and I think that the students need that. The studentlifejacket.com, www.thestudentlifejacket.com. Susan, this is great. I tell you one other thing that really stood out to me, and it's something that probably as adults and people in the workforce, and I can speak to this myself, just making sure that they remember that you got to get sleep. You know, it's so easy to overlook. And so I love how you talk about they used to call it beauty rest, and they call it beauty rest for a reason.
Exactly.
That's very good. A lot of practical stuff. And I mean, things too, that a lot of people, and not just kids, but other people do. You talk about some real health risks of getting tattoos and body art and piercing and things that a lot of things, you know, people do when they're out on their own and they say, hey, you know, I'm going to try. I've always wanted to do that. Now I can. And hey, I won't see mom or dad for 4 months anyway, potentially, if they're away at school. So things that they need to know, and this is all right here in your binder.
Right, and, you know, there is some motherly advice, but it's also trying to be, you know, weigh both sides of the issue, because there are some risks and complications, and a lot of times, you know, not to be a wet blanket, but, you know, you need to at least know about those kind of things so that if you do get an infection from that piercing or whatever, it's like, you know, that those are truly risks that you need to be aware of before you do it instead of trying to do damage control after it happens.
No question. And I didn't find it, you know, I know there's a lot of advice here. I didn't find it scolding or anything like that. And I think that anybody reading this, if a grandparent or parent got this for their child or grandchild, I think that it would be very well received. We're going to take another quick break, Susan. We come back, we got to talk about the roommate agreement, which I think my favorite part of the binder. So stay on the line and we'll be right back.
Will do.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
We're back. We're having a nice conversation with Susan Sparks, who's created a what I think is probably a pretty unique thing and very helpful guide for the student going off to school or for the young adult, www.thestudentlifejacket.com. Susan?
Hi, David.
Let's come back to this. I got to tell you a quick story, and then you could talk about this roommate agreement, which is my favorite part of your binder. And I had a roommate in my first year of college. And toward the end of the year, we got along most of the year, and then about 2 months before the end of the, I think it was like, would have been like, what, about March or so in the second semester, we stopped talking. I mean, we didn't talk for like 2 months because some disagreements and things that probably could have been avoided if I had had, you know, at least an understanding and had an agreement. And you lay it out. Here's how you lay out an agreement.
Exactly. And, you know, it's the little things that end up really kind of derailing things, and even though we think they're petty, things like the temperature, you know, if one of you is constantly turning the heat up and the other one's turning it down, quiet hours, if one of you is a night owl and you want to stay up late and study, the other one's trying to get some sleep, same way on the other way in the morning routine, if somebody's an early bird and they're up making coffee and, you know, running water and banging things around and how that might be a major or minor issue. And so what the template here for the roommate agreement is to help you identify your pet peeves, let them identify theirs and kind of rank all these things. So what may be something very minor to you might be something that's really a major issue for your roommate. So it's not saying I'm right, you're wrong. It's learning how that other person perceives things and how you can make it work. So, you know, somebody might be really neat, the other one might not be. And so this way it gives you a starting place to kind of decide, well, what are the top three non-negotiable items that we'll have in our roommate agreement? I don't know if you've ever watched The Big Bang Theory, but they always refer to theirs, and it's like multiple pages and every possible scenario. But it doesn't have to be that difficult, and it's mainly just to clear the air so that you can start out the beginning of that year, you know, can I borrow your printer paper? Can I use, you know, your coffee, you know, if mine's run out? Any of those kind of things, just so that you have those ground rules set up, and then you don't hit that time, you know, about mid-second semester where suddenly you're not speaking anymore.
Yeah, it's, I tell you, it's good advice. You've got checklists, you've got it organized so that people can, and you actually have a little template for an agreement. It's the studentlifejacket.com where you can go and find out more information on this unique binder system and even writing down and knowing what you're bringing into the apartment or condo or room or whatever it is you're in and being able to account for that. I tell you, we're going to take a quick break, Susan. We come back, we're going to talk about the big elephant in a room, money, 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 That's all. You've got a huge section on that and what students and young adults need to know about money, and especially as they go to school. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week, I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
All right, we're back with Susan Sparks, who has put together an innovative system, the studentlifejacket.com. It's a binder that you can send that grandchild or child off to school with and say, okay, I've told you a lot of things, but here's some good reference and a way to stay organized. And before the break, we talked about Susan coming back and talking about the big elephant in the room, which is money.
Absolutely.
So how do we keep them organized on money?
Well, first of all, a lot of kids, you know, if they've worked that summer job and they think they have a lot of money, it's going to be a challenge for them to make it last the entire school year. But with college expenses as they are, so many kids are not only college students, they're working college students. So they have to balance that part-time job and the school schedule and make time for both. So the more control they have over managing their money, the easier that makes it. And a lot of times, their money's going to just, you know, fly away on nonsense type of things or late charges, or they can't find their cell phone bill, or they forget what day they're supposed to pay it. And so now they have the added expense of late charges and extra interest and that sort of thing.
I tell you what else too, Susan, those late night trips to Crystals are very expensive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, it's not like it has to be all or nothing. I introduced money rules, which a lot of other financial planners have different variations of that. But, you know, this is the one time in life where suddenly you are on your own, and it's not your parents giving you an allowance. It's, I need to be responsible for this. So as you make your own money rules, that kind of puts you in power. So it's not saying I'm not going to go to Starbucks with my friends. But you can say, you know, I'm only going to go to Starbucks once a week with my friends.
Yeah, and you don't. It's okay to say no, and it's okay not to feel like you got to keep up with people. Because I remember in college, there were kids that, you know, had a lot of money and they could do whatever they wanted. And you know, I'm not even going to try to compete with that. And, you know, it was a matter of balancing. I work part time, and also my parents helped me a lot and made a huge contribution to my education. But it's, you know, you've got to have boundaries and no, it's like a lot of things. And I know you really have this throughout your binder, Susan, is this this concept of going into things already kind of making your own decision before you get there.
Right. And that's one of the myths that I talk about in the money section. You know, all my friends spend like crazy and I'll look boring or stupid if I don't keep up. But the truth is you have control over you. So you can either speak up. They may be relieved that, you know, somebody said, hey, you know, instead of, you know, going out for something expensive, let's all just, you know, raid the pantry and have a potluck. They may be just as relieved that somebody's come up with a lesser expensive solution, you know. So, and if they do think you're boring or stupid because you're not out spending money, then maybe you don't even really need them as friends.
Well, there you go. And yeah. I can tell you that in terms of keep, you know, a lot of these students try to, they have these relationships, but down the road, you may not even be friends with them. But Susan, we're out of time. They're going to need to order this binder to get the rest of what's in this very innovative system, getting around the social life issues. You've got sections on a lot of important stuff. The website is thestudentlifejacket.com. And
that's
Susan,
right.
Thank you very much for being on the program.
I thank you. It's been great.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Real Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.
You load 16 ton, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.